ELO, Don't Bring Me Down.
Some wicked reverb on the end of that song. Wow. Seriously. We have in the studio with us Vicki Johnson and Lance Redding. Tell us what's going on. What are you guys doing? First of all, for people who don't know, what is Habitat for Humanity?
Okay. Well, thanks, Tom. And first of all, thank you to everyone for letting us be here. We're very grateful for that. Habitat for Humanity, what we do is we're a group of volunteers as well as some staff that come together with donors as well and then homeowners themselves to make affordable housing possible for people that otherwise wouldn't be able to afford a safe, decent place to live.
Mm-hmm. And tell us what you're currently doing. I mean, we were talking off air. I know what you're currently doing. Tell us what your current project is now. I mean, what's going on with the local Habitat?
Yeah, Hurricane Michael made obviously a huge impact on the area, and we're here to help serve the community, among others. And in response to that, we upped our game, let's say. So Habitat has built over the last 20 years about 81 homes here in Bay County. We are actually have ramped up. So we just completed two more homes since the storm. We have three in active construction right now, and we'll complete two more between now and June, which is our fiscal year. In addition to that, before Hurricane Michael, we didn't do home repairs. And since then, though, our board of directors, and they're all volunteers that run the organization in that regard, they saw the need and approved us doing that. So we created the program. We have completed, as of right now, 40 critical home repairs with an average cost right around $10,000. And a lot of those include roof replacements, whole roof replacements, which we actually upgrade people with architectural grade shingles during that process.
Mm-hmm. So. The side note, those new architectural grade shingles did real well. Mm. I mean, if you had an architectural shingle roof on a well-built house, you didn't have much problem. They don't stop trees, though. I did discover that they're not going to stop a tree.
That's absolutely right. And it actually was in the papers, and we received a little bit of other media attention about a lot of our newer homes, which actually have 26 gauge steel roofs. Mm-hmm. They survive very well, barring trees, of course.
Barring trees, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually, our newest homes, we've added a certification called Fortified Silver. Mm-hmm. So we're nationally certified now on our new homes for wind resiliency. And the only way we could actually go to gold is if we added our own self-contained power units and generators. So
that would be a bit much. And what's going on with that? You have a store, or had a store. It seems to be not where it was. What's going on with that?
Yeah, that is one of the, thank you for asking, that is one of the main sources of our revenue to be able to help fund these home programs and these repairs as well. We were on 15th Street, and that was, we didn't think it would be destroyed. A lot of it was made of brick, but the walls came mostly down, and that was a loss. Now, that was a lease, and we did have an old restore. Now, it's much smaller. The one that was destroyed was 40,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. The one we've moved back to is a little over 6,000 square feet and a couple of tin sheds.
Yeah. Little tighter down there, huh?
It is, and the team is so dedicated and has done such a great job in trying to serve the community there, because it does provide revenue, but it also provides very low cost things like building supplies and furniture and all kinds of housewares, everything. So we are looking for, rather than going with a big flagship again, another location that's maybe smaller, located elsewhere, so we could serve more people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great, if you haven't been to a restore, you can find restores all over the country, and it's just a great thing. And when you buy stuff there, this is stuff that's been given to Habitat for Humanity to resell. You're contributing, not only you're getting something at a good deal, at a good price, but you're also contributing to a very, very worthwhile cause.
Mm-hmm. There's an event coming up, which we'll get to after a quick break, all here on The Mix.